Today's Shir's Masechta Ervin Daf Kuf Dalid. We will begin on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis at the Mishnah in the middle of the Amid. Teaches us the Mishnah Koyin Shalokah Betzpa. If Koyin had a wound on his finger, and obviously the wound that we're discussing, explains the Tiferes Yisrael, is a wound that would not make this Koyin into a Balmum. Because if the wound would make him into Balmum, he's disqualified from doing the avoider. So the halacha is, korech la'gemi, he could put a string, he could put a piece of grass to cover that wound when he's doing the avoider b'migdosh, when it's in the base of migdosh. Even though this gemi, this piece of grass, does have the ability of making a refuah, and as we've learned in Masechta Shabbos extensively, refuah is also to be done in Shabbos because of Shchikas Samamonim. Chazal said that we're not allowed to apply medicine on Shabbos because of Shchikas Samamonim. And if you'll prepare the medicine by making the medicine, you'll be over the Malach of Toichen. However, here we're referring to a situation of in the Beis HaMikdash. And since it's in the Beis HaMikdash, the Halach is that ain't Shvus B'Mikdash, and therefore you're allowed to put it on. Of course, when we say this, it's only a refuah in a situation where the person is not a choyel sheyesh by sakara. If the person is dangerously ill, then of course for Shabbos will not be in chal Shabbos. Furthermore, the Kesef Mishnah points out that this that we're being lenient in our Mishnah, that the Mishnah is being lenient and allowing him to put on this medicine, that's only when he's going to do the avodah. But if he's not going to do the avodah, we don't apply the concept of ein shvus b'migdash only letzorich havoida. If it's not letzorich havoida, we can't do this. And what's the tzorich havoida? So as the Rishonim and Echonim explain, it's not appropriate, even though as we started the shir, this is not a real mum, but still inappropriate that a kohen who's doing the avodah should look like he's a baal mum. And that's why Chazal allowed him to put on this gemi. Avaloi b'medina, outside the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have this heter. And just as we just learned, it wouldn't just be outside the Beis HaMikdash. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, if it's not b'shas avoida, it's not permitted. Vim, however, if he's putting on the band-aid, lohoitzi dam, to get blood out of this wound, kavakan osur, then it's osur in all places. And the pasuk pshat is, it depends if he's putting it on tight. If he's putting it on tight, then he's going to be squeezing out blood, and that's osur. The reason it's osur, some say that there is no tzorich avoida, and since there's no tzorich avoida, as we just finished explaining, you may not do it. And furthermore, now we're not just dealing with a derabbanon. Now we're dealing with a deraisa, because hotzah stam, causing blood to come out, is included in the melacha of choyvel, and there's no heter for the melacha of choyvel on Shabbos. Even though we've learned that when it's mekalkel b'chabura, points out the Gaon Yaakov, that you're doing the chayva, but you're not doing it for constructive purpose. So since you're not doing it for constructive purpose, maybe it ought to be mutter. So the Gaon Yaakov says that in this case, it is for constructive purpose. For as we've been learning, this person doesn't want to do the avoida as long as he has that chabura. So taking that out is awesome. The Magen Avraham and Siman Shin Chav Ches Sif Katan Nun Gimel points out that this that we just learned, that you're not allowed to do something to cause the blood to come out, that's only if you squeeze the blood out. You squeeze the wound, and that's when you're over the Malach of Chayvel. But if you put something on a wound that naturally causes the blood to get drawn out, but you did not actively squeeze out the blood, that's not considered that you did the Malach of Chayvel. There are, however, others that disagree that if you do anything that will cause the blood to come out, they want to say that's actually the opinion of the Rambam, that may be also. So, As we're about to begin the Gemara, we're going to be discussing two separate issues. One is the issue of a chatzitza. The halach is that when a kohen does the avoida, he's not allowed to have a chatzitza. And when I speak about chatzitza, we mean it in two ways. One is that there's not allowed to be any chatzitza between the kohen and the kelei shoris that he's doing the avoida with. And the other point is there's not allowed to be any chatzitza between the kohen's body and the big day kahuna that he's wearing. The other subject that's addressed in this sugya is the subject of yitur begadim, that the Torah tells a kohen hegit that he's allowed to wear four big day kahuna. A kohen gadol is supposed to wear eight begadim, but you're only allowed to wear those begadim. You're not allowed to wear any other begadim. And those are the two subjects that are primarily addressed in this piece of Gemara. So says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda b'Rei Rav Chiya, Loi Shana, this that we led somebody to put the gemi on top of somebody's makkah in the kohen's makkah in the Beis HaMikdash, El Gemi, we were specifically only lenient with this piece of grass. Av a tzitzel cotton, a small belt, I guess maybe a small band-aid, that would have a different concern. That would involve Yitur Begadim. And Yitur Begadim is also a kohen may not wear more than the amount of begadim that the Torah allows him to wear. That's Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rav Chi's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Layamar Yitur Begadim, the concern of a kohen wearing extra begadim was only said, El b'mokim begadim, in a place where he normally wears big dekuna. And as the Tosfos Rosh is very quick to explain, what the Gemara means to say is like this. Certainly, if you wore a beged under the beged that the kohen is wearing, that would certainly be prohibited, because that would be, as we just learned a moment ago, a chatzitza between the kohen's body and the beged. And we just learned that a chatzitza between the kohen's body and the kohen's begadim is certainly a problem. So we're not talking in a situation where the begadim are being worn under his begadim, we're talking about wearing them on top of the existing begadim. And this says the Gemara, that when is there a problem, says Rabbi Yochanan, when is there a problem with Yitur Begadim? If you wore it on top of a beged that you're already wearing, Av Shaloi B'Makom Begadim, if he puts on this on his finger, for example, where Kayanim don't wear Big Day Kahuna, says the Gemara, Lo Have Yitur Begadim, that wouldn't fall into the category of Yitur Begadim. But ask the Gemara, for typically, why don't we say that there's a concern of Chatzitza? When you're putting, yes, if you put on a beged, extra beged, on a place where a kohen normally doesn't wear a beged, it's not Yitur Begadim, but the kohen is supposed to do the avoida. And when he does the avoida, this is going to be a chatzitza between him and the beged. Answers the Gemara, he puts this extra beged on the Yad Smol, and where, of course, the kohen may not do any avoida with his left hand, inami b'yamin, or even on his right hand, shloi b'makom avoida, not on the place where he does the avoida, not on the bottom of the hand, not on the palm of the hand, the bottom of the fingers, but he does it on the top of the finger. Rav Moshe, in the Child's Chuvas Igros Moshe, Yerodei Chelik Beis, Simon Tez Zion, uses this Gemara to discuss an interesting question. We know that throughout Shas, the Gemara teaches us that Shechita is Ksher B'Zor, that even a Zor is allowed to do the Shechita. It's not considered an Avoida that the Zor may not do. Says Ramosha, what happens when a Yisrael does Shechita? Is there a problem of Chatzitza or not? On one hand, perhaps the Aloch of Chatzitza is only said by a Kayin. This is a Zor, a Yisrael. On the other hand, says Rav Moshe, since the Yisrael, when he does Shechita, is supposed to use a Kli Sharis, and a Kli Sharis is a, maybe there's a halacha, whenever you do a void with a Kli Sharis, there may not be a Chatzitza. Rav Moshe says that if Yisrael, that the halacha of Chatzitza applies to the Yisrael as well. And the Yisrael who does the avoida is supposed to be careful that there shouldn't be a Chatzitza between him and the sakin with which he's shechting the animal. Says the Gemara, So we already started the shiur with Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, who just said that there is no concern of Yita Begodim in a place where Begodim are not normally worn, is different than Rava. Dama Rava Amar Rav Chizda, B'makim Begodim, if you're wearing an extra piece of clothing on a place where clothing are normally worn, I feel a nima achas chetzitzas. Even an extra thread will be a chetzitza. Shloi b'makim begadim. If you wear an extra piece of garment in a place where garments are not normally worn, which Rabbi Yochanan says there's never going to be a problem at all, he holds shlolish l'sholish. If this extra beged is the size of shalosh l'sholish chetzitzas, there'll be a problem. Pach m'sholish l'sholish ena chetzitzas, it would not be a problem. Even though, point out many achroinim, that regarding tefillin the mikvah, the halach is that only something which is a ruba u'makbralov, that something that covers most of your body and it bothers you, is considered a chetzitza. But a chatzitza, which is on the meat on the body, and is only osamid rabbonim, and if it's on the meat of the body, and you're also not makbid, it's not a chatzitza. They point out regarding big de kuhuna, the halach is different. And even the smallest amount of a chatzitza is going to be a chatzitza. And as they explain, when we speak about hilchas chatzitza, particularly in this sense, it's a halach l'mash m'sinai. And the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai teaches us what is or what isn't the chatzitza, and it's not something that we could say, well, in one place it's like this, in another place it's like that. Every place has its own halachas. And the Gemara explains, Ad Rabbi Yochanan v'ad pligi, certainly he disagrees, Rava certainly disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Rava, even a beggar that's three sparse, there's a concern of yita begodim, even in a place where the kohen doesn't normally wear begodim. And Rabbi Yochanan held that a place where the kohen normally doesn't wear begodim, there's no issue of yita begodim. And Rabbi Yehuda, me name it pligi. So we say that they're disagreeing because according to Rava, if it's going to be shalosh sparse, that's when it's going to be considered a chatzitza. And according to Rava, it's not a beged and it doesn't passel. Says the Gemara, no. There's no need to say that Rava and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chiya disagree. Shani tzitzel cotton, because Rabbi Yehuda said even a tzitzel cotton is a problem. Because Shani tzitzel cotton, the choshev, it may not have three etzbos by three etzbos, and Rava said that if it's not b'mokim begodim, it has to be three etzbos by three etzbos, but since the tzitzel cotton is choshev, therefore the halach is that it's, even Rava, and certainly Rabbi Yehuda will agree that it's a problem. But now the Gemara offers a different version of this machlokes. And as the Rishonim, in helping us understand the Gemara, point out that the only difference between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Bechrina is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. In Rabbi Yehuda and Rava are the same. It says the Mar Lishna Chrina Amalei, Am Rabbi Yehuda B'Reid Rav Chiyah Loishan Al Gemi. Gemi is not a problem as we learned in the Mishnah. Avot Tzitzel Cotton, a small belt, he will hold his Chaitzitz. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Loyamru Chatzitza B'Pach M'Sholosh Asholosh, the chatzitza is only a problem when it's less than three etzbos by three etzbos, ela b'mokim begodim, only in a place of begodim. Aval shloi b'mokim begodim, if it's not where normally a kohen wears a baged, shalos shalos chatzitzas. And it's very important, Rashi points this out, that even though the Gemara is using the word chatzitzas, the issue here is not an issue of chatzitza. The issue here is an issue of yisu begodim. So before Rabbi Yochanan made a nafgamina between if it's b'mokim begodim or shloi b'mokim begodim, and here the nafgamina is according to Rabbi Yochanan the size. If it's shalosh al shalosh, you will have a problem of yitu begodim. If it won't be shalosh al shalosh, you won't have a problem of yitu begodim. V'hane the Rava Amar of Chizda. This what we just learned is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, is what Rava said in the name of Rav Chizda, the previous Gemara, that in the place where begadim are normally worn, even an extra thread is a chatzitza. In a place where the big day kahuna are not normally worn, if it has shalosh or shalosh, then it's going to be considered yita begadim. If it's shat shalosh or shalosh, it's not going to be considered yita begadim. The reason Rabbi Yochanan spoke this way, because he's disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that a tziltzel, shloi b'makom begadim, is a chatzitza, and Rava said it by himself. Lema, says the Gemara, pligid Rabbi Yehuda b'rei Rabbi Chiya, must we say that what Rava said, that a beggar that doesn't have three etzpas, is not considered a yita begadim? Disagrees Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chiya, who said that even a tziltzel cotton is considered yita begadim. So the mother not disagreeing. Kushani tziltzel cotton, the chashif. Ask the Gemara, or Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who does allow you to wear a tziltzel cotton, adishmin and gemi, instead of him speaking about a piece of grass, lashmin and tziltzel cotton, he should tell us that you're allowed to even put on a tziltzel cotton, that according to him, there won't be a problem of yita begadim. And certainly, a gemi, which is less than tziltzel cotton, would be mutter. And says the Gemara, milsag av arucha kamashmon. What the Gemara wants to teach us is that gemi masi, that gemi is something that makes a refuah. So I saw that the Sefer Teres Chaim points out that we take that the word milsag av arucha in our Gemara is not the way it's normally explained throughout Shas. Milsa agavorcha normally in Shas means that this is not really what we need, that we're the main point of what we are learning. We're just teaching something along the way. But this, in our Mishnah, Gemi is the main point. The Gemi is to teach us that even though it's a refuah, it's mutter. So it's not a milsa agavorcha, it's the main point of what we're learning. And in fact, if you look in the Bach takes out the words milsa agavorcha. And the reason he takes out the words milsa gavurcha is because here, those words really don't, it doesn't apply how we should say milsa gavurcha. Says the Mishnah, Baiske Melech Agabe Kevesh, we could put salt on top of the ramp that's used in the Mizbech and Beis HaMikdash. Mishvil Shla Yechliku, Kayanim shouldn't slip as they're walking up the ramp. There's an interesting machlokes Rashi in the Rambam, why the Kohanim would slip. One pshat that I saw is because Rashi's pshat is because it rains, and when it rains, the ramp gets slippery. The Rambam learns it gets slippery because they used to carry up the parts of the animal up that ramp, and fat drips out of those animals, and therefore, since fat drips out of the animal, that's why it's considered, that's why they had to put on salt to avoid slipping. Mimalim mibar ha-goyla or mibar ha-godl be-gilgal. We're allowed to fill up water from the bar ha-goyla. The bar ha-goyla was a bar that was donated by the people who came up from Golus, Bavel to Yerushalayim to be oyla regal. And there was a special place in the Beis HaMikdash called the Lishkas HaGoyla, and they had a system with a pulley that they used to pull up the water from that Bar HaGoyla. On Bar HaGodl, there was another big bar in the Lishka and Azara, with that on Shabbos you're allowed to use the pulley to pull up. Furthermore, Mibera Kar, there's another bear that called Bera Kar, because it was the source of water, that you could pull up water from there. The Yomtiv, that can only be done on Yomtiv, as we'll see in the Gemara, but not on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ramalei Rav Ika Mepreshoner L'Rova. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Moiske Melech HaGabe Keves, we're allowed to put salt on the ramp, B'shvil Shalei Chliku, to avoid the Kahanim from slipping, as we just learned. We learned, and the way we're learning our parak, everything in our parak is b'migdashin. It only may be done in the base of migdash, b'medina loy, but not outside of the base of migdash. V'rmini asked the Gemara. We learned in a brisa chotzah shenskalkel b'mei gishamim. If somebody's yard got all wet because of the rain, the halach is maybe tevin or mar debar. You'll let us put out straw to avoid people slipping in the field? Answers the Gemara, Shani Tevin Delay Mevatelay. By salt, you're going to keep the salt there. And since you're going to keep the salt there, when you're leaving the salt on the floor, it's a form of binyan. And binyan, as we've learned, is also in Shabbos. And even if it's binyan midrabanan, it's like a binyan arai. So that's why in the Beis Hamikdash we're lenient, because as is the theme of this perek, ein binyan v'stirim, that there's no ein shvus b'mikdash. But in the Medina, outside of the Beis Hamikdash, we're concerned for the rabbanans. However, the straw is not something that they're going to leave there on a full-time basis. And even though the straw gets dirty, it doesn't bother us, because the straw can be used even though it got dirty from the floor of the chatzar, and therefore there is no binyan even the rabbanan. Amalei Ravach Brei the Ravel Ravashi, Hai Melech, this salt that we're pouring on the ramp, Hechidomi. Last time, let's try to understand exactly what is the situation. Edom Avatle, if you're leaving it there permanently on the ramp, Kamaisa Binyan, it should be considered Binyan. And there's two issues. One is, as we just said, if you're leaving it there permanently, it's an issue of Binyan. And furthermore, even though it's said here in parentheses, the dimensions of every one of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash was very exact. So if you're going to put on extra salt, so it's going to add to the dimension of this ramp, and that's also. If, on the other hand, you're not leaving it there, so it's going to be a chatzitza on the ramp as the coin's going up to bring whatever he needs to bring up the ramp. Answers the Gemara. We're speaking that the salt was put on when they're bringing the limbs up the keves, the lava avoidahi. That's not considered an avoida. And since it's not considered an avoida, there's no problem of chatzitza, that it's a chatzitza, there's no problem. The mizbech is not being used for an avoida. Ask the Gemara, Veloy, is that true? Vaksiv, doesn't the pasuk say, that bringing up the Avram up to the Mizbeach is indeed an Avoida? So how could you say that it's not Avoida? There was a fire on the Mizbeach, and that fire, we had to feed wood to that fire. And when you take the wood up to the Mizbeach, that isn't considered an Avoida. And therefore, there is no issue of chatzitza or anything else while the salt is there. There's a very interesting tshuva, the Shailos HaTshuvos, Chelkas Yaakov, Or Chaim Siman Vav, that a question was asked to him regarding Hilchos Tefillin. Somebody, Chas V'Shalom, his left hand broke, and they put on a cast. So now the question is, which is the better hand that he should put on tefillin? Should he put tefillin on the left hand, but there's a chatzitza because there's the cast there? Or should he put it on the right hand, which is fine, but there's a chatzitza? So the Chelkas Yaakov quotes a Magen Avraham, and Siman Chav Zayin Sifkaten Vav, he says that if somebody has, they didn't have cast apparently. The Gemara says, the Magen Avraham speaks about Mishyesh Le Smartut. He has some sort of a piece of material on Agabim HaKasoy, on his wound on his left hand. He says, still put the tefillin on the left hand and not on the right hand. So he says, there are two reasons, there are two different halachas. The Gemara says, you're supposed to put on the tefillin on Yotcha. We learn from Yotcha, the Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, we learn it has to be Yod Keya. On the other hand, there's a halacha of chatzitza, which even though there is no pasuk explicitly in the Torah that says that a chatzitza is a problem, but like we're learning in today's shir, chatzitza is certainly an issue. So he says, since the issue of using the Yad Keya is explicitly in the Torah, the issue of a chatzitza is not explicitly in the Torah, it's better to put it on the left hand with a cast than on the right hand without a cast. And he brings a raya from our Gemara, why another reason we could be lenient. Because our Gemara just said, the Gemara here that we learned differentiated between salt and tevin. That salt, the Gemara suggested, might be a chatzitza, but tevin, the Gemara says, is not a chatzitza. And the reason the Gemara said that salt is a chatzitza, because it's left there on a permanent basis. Whereas tevin is not left there. So he says, a person who unfortunately is wearing a cast is not going to be wearing that cast permanently. Since he's not going to be wearing the cast permanently, so anything that's not permanent may not be chatzitza altogether. Darash Rava continues the Gemara, chatzar shin skalka b'mei gishamim. If your chatzar got wet, maybe tevin, you're allowed to bring straw or mardaba and put it out over your feet, your chatzar. Amalei Rapapa l'Rava, v'tanya kishamarda emarda el misal v'loy mekupa. You should use a basket, not the regular box that you use during the week. Because if you do it in the normal fashion, as you do it all week long, you may come to be ashvigumus, you may come to straighten out the field. And he says further, when you're using the kupa, you should use the shuli kupa. You should use a kupa that's broken and that the straw will fall out from the bottom. Says the Gemara, the way the drushes used to be said in the time of Chazal was that the Amira or whoever said the drusha and he used to whisper it into the ear and the other person would announce it. He says, Dvarm shamati lechem. The Darish, he said, Dvarm shamati lechem. What I said, Tosem b'yodei, were a mistake. Brach kach omr mishum Rebbe Lezer, shemarda, when you're putting out the straw, be careful. Emarda loy b'sav loy b'kulpa, ela b'shuli kulpa. We learned in the Mishnah further, Memalim b'bar ha'goyla. We could use the bar ha'goyla in Gilgal with the pulley system on Shabbos. Says the word, Ula ikla bay Rav Nasha. Ula once came to the home of Rav Nasha. Also, who gavra tarfa baba. The Gemara begins now a sugya of Hashmos kol. What is considered usur because you're making music or making sound on Shabbos? So this individual came and knocked on the door. Omer, man hai, who is this person that's doing this on Shabbos? Lischa gufei, he should be punished to kamachalei Shabbos because he's mimchal Shabbos. Omer lei, Rava. So Rava said to Ula, don't be so quick. Lei asru, ela kol shashir. When Chazal said you're not allowed to have music on Shabbos, it's when it's making music. This is not considered making music. And before we get into the sugya, we need to quote the Mishnah in Masechta Bei Daf Lamed Vav Beis. The Mishnah there says, "Lemitapchin v'lemisapkin." There's an issa de rabbanon on Shabbos to dance and clap because the Gemara says, "Shema yisakin klishir." If you're going to start doing this, you may want to use an instrument, and using an instrument that will it will be broken, and you may come to fix it, which of course is also on Shabbos. Clearly, the Ramah in Simon Shin Lamed Chesef Aleph tells us that the Isser of Hashmaz Kol is only when you're doing something. But if you're singing, that's not included in Hashmaz Kol. The only time Hashmaz Kol is an Isser is if you're creating a new sound. But if you're not creating a new sound, it's not Osir. Also, it's very well known, Mr. Brewer says, that if you clap, klachiyad, you don't clap in the normal way that people clap. So again, there's no isser. The reason is because the only time there's an isser of Hashmaz klishir is because Hashmaz kol, because Hashem yisakin. But if you're doing it with a shinui, then it's not, then we're not worried that you're going to come from that to him yisakin klishir. One thing that's clear, it's only when you're intending to make a musical sound. And that's why our Gemara says that when you're just knocking on the door and you're not trying to make a musical sound, there is no Issa Vashmaz Kol Shir. On the other hand, I saw in the Shas HaTshuvas Yehuda Yala, normally, and we spoke about this quite extensively when we learned Masechta Shabbos, all Malachas on Shabbos have a shir, an amount, for when you chai for the malacha. The Halacha is, when we speak about a Shema's call, the Rabbi Yehuda Asar, and that Shuvah says that there is no shear to that Isser, even the slightest sound would be Asar. Esvei, Abaya, so Abaya asks, we learned in a Braisa, Malan B'diyufi, they used to draw out wine from the barrel with this type of straw. Umatifim Mimiyarik, a barrel that dripping water, you could let the water drip and it makes a sound. L'chayla b'Shabbos, for a person who's sick on Shabbos to be able to have that sound. So what do we see? L'chayla in. Only for chayla, we were lenient. L'bar eloi. What, for a healthy person, we would not be lenient. Drills down the Gemara. Hey, Chidami, exactly what is the situation that we're speaking about? L'avdanim. Aren't we speaking about a situation whose chayla is sleeping, the kabay de litar, and we want to wake him up? And to wake him up, we don't have to have a nice sound. And still, we're seeing that only for a chayla we're being lenient, but not for a healthy person, even though it's not a musical sound. Shmamino, isn't this a raya that any olid de chayla, any type of situation where you're creating a sound is asur? Says the Gemara loy, just the opposite. We're talking about a person, the tear that's up, the kaboid linum, and he can't fall asleep. The mishtamiki called them zumzumi. So we want to make a specific sound, that specific sound will make the person feel better and be able to fall asleep. Eisvei, we learned in a braisa. Hamishama peraisa b'nei ofis, if somebody's watching his fruit that it shouldn't be eaten by the birds, the law of Ibn Yechayev is watching his cucumbers that he shouldn't be eating. Misham Kedaka B'Shabbos, he can watch as he does all week long. Ovach Lo Yisapik, he can't Lo Yitapich, he can't clap his hands or he can't clap against his body. V'lo Yirakid, or he shouldn't make noise with it. He shouldn't make stamp his feet. Kederach Shoyesim B'Chol, my Tama, isn't the reason that all of these things are usher to come Mamaylut Koyla? So we see that even though he's not looking to make a musical sound, all he's trying to do is chase away the animals, the birds, is still kol elude kolo seems to be asur. And says the Gemara, there is a different concern. Amar of Achbar Yaakov, if we will allow you to do this, we're worried, maybe you're going to pick up and throw something from the Shusha Yochit to Shusha Rabbim. Ask the Gemara, Elo Hadam Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Noshim HaMasachakos B'Agoizim, women who play with nuts by rolling them on the floor, Osir, may not be done on Shabbos. My Tama, what's the reason it may not be done on Shabbos? Lam Shun D'Kamoylet Koylo. Isn't it because you're creating a sound? And isn't this a raya, again, that Koylo D'Kola Osir, creating any type of sound is Osir on Shabbos? Loi. Says the Gemara, the reason that you're not allowed to roll the nuts on the ground is for a different reason. Dilma also l'shvuy gumas. Chazal were concerned that you may straighten out the ground. Dilay tema hachi. Says the Gemara, that is obviously pshat in that Gemara, because Hadam Rabbi Yehuda, noshim esach kais tapuchim. Women used to play with apples that they rolled on the ground. Aser hasa mayalud de koyle ika. When the apples roll on the ground, there is no sound. Ella, what must be the issue? The issue is not an issue of kol. Dilma asal shvu gumas, the issue is that you may straighten out the gun. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara brings our Mishnah into the sugya. Tonight, we learned in our Mishnah, memal mibara goyla mibara godl begilgul b'shabbos. And we learned, b'migdashin, this only may be done in the base of Migdash, ein shvus b'migdash, b'medina, outside the base of Migdash, loy, we may not do it. My Tama, why did Chazal say that outside the base of Migdash, this may not be done? Lam Shem Mudei Koyla, because when you're pulling up this barrel with the pulley, it makes a sound. It's not making a musical sound, and yet the Mishnah is saying that it's Osir. Says the Gemara, no, the reason is for a different reason. The reason in our Mishnah is, Gzeir Shami Mala L'Ginos L'Chubasai. Chazal were concerned that we're going to allow you to do this, you may come to water your field on Shabbos, which, of course, that you're going to, even if you're bringing up the water for drinking purposes, but you may have extra water that you draw up, and since you're going to draw up extra water, what are you going to do with that extra water? You'll use it to water your field, which is, of course, also in Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amema allowed them to pull up a barrel of water in Mechuzo. Omar, my time goes Rabbanon. Why did Chazal say you're not allowed to pull up a pail of water? Because we were concerned, as we just learned. Shami Yamala Laginosa Luchabasai. Hocha, in Mechuzo, Laginek of Lechorbeka, there are no fields, there's no gardens, there's no plants, and therefore there's no reason to be Machmer. However, says the Gemara, Kivin de Kachaza, once he saw the Tarba Kitna, that they took out the water, and even though they didn't have any fields to water, but they had flax that they needed to soak, which of course may not be done on Shabbos, so Osalahu, he started saying that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to do it, even in Mechuzah. So we just finished learning the sugya of Hashmas Kol, of not allowed to make sound on Shabbos. And the question that comes up is regarding the Poskim discuss if your Aron Kodesh, the Proichus, apparently they used to have on the Proichus bells that make noise. The question is, are you allowed to have such Proichus? They used to have a crowns that they used to put up on the Sefer Torah that had bells on them. And the question in all these situations, are you allowed to have such bells on the Proichus, on the crown of the Sefer Torah? The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Lamed Ches, if Alef teaches us, also Lashmi Kol Shir Aidei Kalim. You're never allowed to use a keli to make a shir. So, therefore, at first glance, it would seem that this is Osir. However, the Taz indeed says there in Sifkot and Aleph that you're not allowed to put these bells. They used to put on the bells on the Proichus or on the Sefer Torah, that people should be aware that they're taking the Sefer Torah out of the Oren and everybody will stand up. So it's clear that these bells are made to give off sound. And therefore, he says that we should not allow those bells. However, the Magen Avraham gives him many reasons why we could be lenient. One, he says, is that the sound that's being given off by these bells is not being given off to give off a pleasant sound. It's only there to make people aware that the Sefer Torah is being taken out of the Aron. And since it's only there to make people aware of that, it's not Osur. Moreover, he says, if our Gemara, we just learned, that under certain circumstances, Chazal allowed Hashmos Kol for Chayla, so here too, it's a Tvar Mitzvah that people should know to get up for the Sefer Torah, and therefore, it should be permitted. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasoi quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that point wouldn't be relevant Bezman Hazeh. He says, apparently in those days, the way the shuls were constructed, not everybody was able to see as the Sefer Torah was taken out of the Aron. So they had to do something to make them aware that the Sefer Torah is being taken out of the Aron. However, now in most shuls you could see, and since most shuls you could see, we don't have the hetter that we're doing it, that people should see that the Sefer Torah is being taken out of the Aron. The Magen Avraham also quotes a Ramah that is much more lenient in the entire subject of making music on Shabbos, because we don't know how to fix a musical instrument. As we said when we began this sugya, the concern Chazal had was Shem Yisakin Kli Shir. But he says that Bezman Hazeh, there's no concern of Shem Yisakin Kli Shir, because we don't know how to fix instruments when they're broken anyway. On the Shaar Tzion is Machmer. He quotes the Gra, who says that the purpose of the bells weren't just to make everyone aware that they're opening up the Aron Kodesh and taking out the Sefer Torah. He says there was another purpose in those bells. It should give off a pleasant sound as they're walking with the Sefer Torah towards the Bima. And therefore, we should be Machmer. The Shevet Alevi, in Shas Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelek Aleph, Simet Samach Aleph, he says it makes a difference if there are small bells or large bells. large bells give off a sound. And since they give off a sound, we have to be more machmer. Small bells don't give off such a significant sound, and we can be more lenient. We learned in the Mishnah, you also could take water out of the Be'er HaKar on Yontif. My Be'er HaKar. So ask them, what does the Gemara mean with the Be'er HaKar? Omer Shmuel, Bar Sheikru L'Advarim. That it was a bar that they could bring a raya that you could do things on Shabbos that even though previously were Osir, Viteruah. The Mishnah Masechtas Idyos, Perek Hay, Mishnah Hay teaches us, Ein Bezdin Yochel Vatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi. One Bezdin cannot change what a previous Bezdin said, Achei Gol Memene B'choch V'minyin, unless the second Bezdin is greater than the first Bezdin. And therefore, the Mishnah says, "How you call me man a bechachma avolai b'minyan, b'minyan avolai bechachma, ain a yochel of atel dvarov, atchei call me man a bechachma b'minyan." But what we're learning in our Gemara is that under certain circumstances, even though an earlier Bezdin said you're not allowed to do it, Chazal sometimes see the need to change. Meisvei asked the Gemara. It says in the Brayis, "Lo kol baros hakarsi tiru." Not all boros did they say you could take out water on Yontif. El zubavad, only this specific well. V'yamrit shidhikru dvarim aleha, that they made a rule that you could take water out of a well on Yontif. So why does it say zubavad? It's not just this bear or bears. El aram nachba yitzchok. What's bear? Why is it called bear akar? It's a bear mayim chayim. It gives off water. Shenemar ki hukar bayir meimel. The pasuk is speaking about the well that gives off water on a steady basis. And the pasuk there is comparing that the people of Yerushalayim were acting not as they were supposed to be and that they were constantly doing the wrong thing. And the Brayis is teaching us that even though there are many bearers that give off water, the only bear was that they allowed you to take water from was from this specific bear. But from all other bearers, you weren't allowed to take water. Gufa, says the Gemara, Lo kol ha-bayros hitiru. They didn't allow them to use all water from all bearers on Shantif. Ela zubavad, only this bear alone. Shol b'nei goyla, when the people from Bavel came to Tisrael, chon olea, this was the bear where they were by Yontif time, when they came to be early regal from Chutz Laaretz to Yisrael, and they obviously needed water. And says the Gemara, or Nevi'im Shevineim, the Nevi'im that lived amongst them, told them, Hitiru lehem, that they could use it. Says the Gemara, V'lai Nevi'im Shevineim. It wasn't just the Nevi'im that told them that they may do so. El Minigav Sem B'Yedeim. They followed the Minig of their fathers that said that this is what you're allowed to do, and if that's the minig, they followed that minig under these circumstances, which were very unique circumstances, that they needed this water in order to be able to have water. They were sitting on the field on Shabbos, on Yontif.